Yes, I'm Gary Bartley. I work with the Florida FFA Foundation.
Speaking with Gary Bartley, again, the FFA Foundation here at the annual convention of the Florida FFA again this year. Gary, we catch up with you about annually at this convention and another good crowd of young people here from around the state, but you've got a special event coming up. Let's start right there. What's going on with this Run Amok thing? Tell us what's happening in November.
Yes, we do have a special event scheduled for November the 15th. We conducted our first 5K walk run last year, but we want to expand that tremendously this year. We've got a barbecue competition that's going to be a part of that event. So we could be looking at anywhere from 5, 10 to 15,000 people showing up for this event. So we're excited about it. We're getting ready for it. We're trying to get all the information out. We've got some websites specifically for each one of those events. But it's going to be a big day for us.
You know, it's, I guess, going to hold all this right there at the Leadership Training Center. Is that right? Tell us a little about that, its location and all that.
That's right. The Leadership Training Center has 114 acres. We're going to be doing the 5K and the Mud Run is a three-mile track on our property. The 5K will be on our main street coming into the property, but the Mud Run will take place on the perimeter of our property, and it will encompass 3 miles of obstacles, and there's going to be a total of 18 obstacles for the Mud Run.
I understand you've got a professional division and a amateur division for your barbecue cook-off, so agricultural folks from around the state can certainly participate in this FFA event, can't they?
Yes, we've been to a few events to get familiar with the operation of the barbecue competition. This is sanctioned by the Florida Barbecue Association. They're supporting us in every way we can, and yes, we do have a professional division. One thing I want to mention, the payout for the professional division is about $15,000, so we're serious about this.
You know, we've seen some of these other events around the state. They draw tremendous crowds wherever they're at. This barbecue thing's a cult to the followers of it, and a great outreach to the consumer effort, isn't it?
Yes, we're excited about it. We look forward to any time getting a large crowd out to the center because of the exposure, but this year, with this particular event, we could be talking 10,000 to 15,000 people. It will be the largest event ever held at the center.
It's a one-day event, November 15th. Tell us again, what's the best way, easiest way to tell folks how to get in touch with you?
Well, go to our website. There's the one thing that we can do. We have the www.swampfestbarbecue.com website. And when you go on that site, it explains not only about the barbecue competition, but it also explains about the Fire Tower Run Amok. There's a link. And so it gives you complete details on the entire event.
Fantastic. We look forward to it. It sounds like a fun day. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Gary Bartley, FFA Foundation. Thanks.